This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Mary Dolphin, D-O-L-F-I-N, writes this. This is really strong stuff, but I want you to hear it. At 25 years old, I got into full-time partying, taking meth, cocaine, drugs, alcohol, or whatever else was around. I spent the next 18 years of my life with Miller Lite as my God. I've never heard anybody say that. I spent the next 18 years of my life with Miller Lite as my God. It's only by God's grace that I didn't die. I moved from my hometown of Grand Rapids, Michigan, to Dallas, following after a man I liked. On my own for the first time, I looked for love and acceptance in beer, drugs, and men, latching onto my own will rather than God's. Anybody relate to that, latching onto your own will instead of God's? The results of living by my will were terrible. I drank myself to the point where I couldn't distinguish the truth from what was false. I was evicted from several places, sometimes living with my cat in my car. But even with no home base, God somehow kept me safe. I grew angry and resentful. My needs weren't being fulfilled at the rate I wanted them to be. I wanted a man to take care of me, and I didn't have one. I blamed everybody else for my unhappiness. That's an interesting sentence. I blamed everyone else for my unhappiness. In reality, many of those struggles started with me. Now, I'm going to just cut to the chase here. She spent 6 days in detox, in a hospital, in rehab, but eventually someone brought her to the Watermark Church. And she describes in spiritual detail how her life changed and how the Lord came into her life and there was a powerful new beginning. Why? Because she had therapy? No, because she met Christ. Because she had a personality change? No, she met Christ. And here's what she says: as God continues to soften and transform my heart, He puts Christian people in my life to inspire me. I cut hair for a living, and fortunately, many clients have stuck with me through thick and thin. They've seen the transformation from hopeless addict to someone living in the full hope of Jesus. Isn't that amazing? What a statement. They saw the transformation from hopeless addict to someone living in the full hope of Jesus. God can do what He wants in anybody's life, including yours, including mine. God can do anything He wants in your life and in my life. And He's the same God that worked in the life of the Apostle Paul to tell Timothy, "Timothy, there's stuff you got to flee in your life. What do you need to flee? You know what it is. And Timothy, you need to pursue 4 or 5 qualities here. What do you need to pursue out of that list? Knowing that the God who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is the only ruler, He lives in unapproachable light. It's just a magnificent description of the majesty and the power of God. That's the one we have a connection to through Jesus. Remember, Jesus put a face on God. Jesus put a face on God. How much does God love me? Look at Jesus. How much does God care? Look at Jesus. Because Jesus would say this, the most remarkable claim about that Jesus ever made, in my opinion, is this one, where He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The hair on the back of my neck stands up every time I think of that. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father, because I realize, and I realize this every time I read that, that is either the statement of a total pathological liar, a totally psychotic person, crazy person, or it's the statement of the Lord God Almighty. It's true. Decide today that you need to flee and you need to pursue.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.